prayer. Yeah, you know, we have, when you come in contact with this Bhakti Yoga movement, you might, depending on where you contact it, encounter a whole pile of do's and don'ts and programs and sadhana practices and all of that. And sometimes they're kind of implemented and almost enforced. It used to be like that in the past, at least, quite strongly. Even to the point of a general social requirement, or whatever you want to call it. So, but, you know, as we go along, or as we go on this path of bhakti, so on, it gradually becomes more and more about that which it is really supposed to be about, namely our personal relationship to Krishna. And as it does so, then more and more each individual will, if not from the very beginning, find their own mission in life, their own way of serving Krishna, which is not depending so much on this programmed system, but it's a personal relationship thing.